Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If the sacrifice they offered could have taken away their guilt and their sin, one sacrifice would have been enough. It would have been enough, but it wasn't enough. So they had to come year after year after year. Verse number 3. But in those sacrifices, there is remembrance again made of sin every year. Isn't it that thing about the conscience? They remember. They messed up. Here they come again. Back. By the way, I'm so glad that we don't have to do it. It's once and for all. Man, I could say so much. I'm going to try to stay on point here. Do we need to confess our sins? Yes. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all our life. That is talking about our fellowship. But our relationship, He's cleansed our sins. They've been placed under the blood. That's why when people say my sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, that is true in the sense that He's not going to hold that against us. He's paid that sin debt. But if we sin, we break our fellowship with Him. We fall in our relationship. But our fellowship, that's why we have to confess our sins to Him. Lord, I'm sorry. Are y'all following what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to get confused here and what I'm saying. But daily, we need to confess our sins. Did I say daily? Why? Because don't we sin every day? I was at beach this week. I ain't saying no more. That's why I can't stay on the beach. I'm a guy. And I keep my wife, and I tell her every day, she's the most beautiful woman, and it is so. It's so. But I can't believe what these ladies don't wear on the beach. Do we sin as a preacher? Yes, that's why I got to get. Are y'all following? And by the way, I'm glad I can confess my sin, and I shouldn't have told y'all this because y'all think I'm perfect. If you think I am, you just talk to my wife. Okay, but anyway, don't we all mess up? But I mentioned this. I'm so glad we confess our sins to the Lord and not to you. I don't have to confess my sins to you. I'm glad you don't. I just said that in a way of. If I knew everything about you, woo, man. Am I talking to the right people? I know you're a Sunday morning crowd in Sunday school, but aren't we all sinners? Saved by the grace of God. Anyway, verse number 3. They said that is remembrance again made of sins every year. Man, I messed up. And they have to come back and forth to conscience. That's what this is saying. The annual repetition of the Day of Atonement sacrifice was evidence that the previous year's sacrifice had not done the job. It did not cleanse them of their sins. Their sins were covered, but they were not cleansed. And we went over that about being covered. It would cover their sins and postpone judgment, but it could never effect a once and for all salvation. Only the perfect sacrifice could. And then I wrote this at the very top of my note. The blood of beasts could not take away the sins of men. A man must do that. Let that sink in. The blood of beasts, we're going to see that in verse number 4. For it's not possible that the blood, it's not, what's the word not possible mean? I got that in my notes. Will you read my notes, Archie? Not possible, it's impossible. No way around that it's not possible for that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away, that it could possibly take away sin. It could cover sin, but it never cleanses sin. The blood of beasts could not take away the sins of man. A man must pay the price for the sins of man, not animal, beast. It's not possible. It's impossible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. They could only cover. The Hebrew word for atonement is kofar. They still use that word today. Some of you with the Jewish language, that hat that the Jewish guys wear. So I probably said, I'm glad Danny and them aren't here. I don't know where they're probably preaching somewhere in Doug. Is he preaching somewhere today? Wherever they are, I want to. Where? But is it kofar? gopher, I don't know how you say it, you know. But anyway, it's that head cover. It means a covering. They would cover but not be cleansed. What a bitter pill for these Hebrews to swallow. That's why it was so difficult for them. And Paul is just, he's bringing it all to a climax, if you will. From the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1 to chapter number 10, some of these Hebrew Christians, it was hard for them to handle this. Because since the time of Abraham, Moses, and all the prophets before them, the sacrifice of animals had been a major part of the Jewish religion. I mean, that's what they were. They were brought up, if I use old country, they cut their teeth on this. This is all they knew. Bringing the sacrifices. And it was hard for these same people to, man, once for all. And that's why a lot of these Hebrew believers went back to the temple worship because of persecution and other things. But that had been ingrained in them. Taking those lambs back to the priest and taking them back. And even though Jesus Christ had already paid the price, it had been ingrained in them. And now Paul is telling them that it is utterly impossible for these sacrifices to take away sins. Boy, that's why it was hard for them to. And then verses 5 through 10. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, now this is speaking of Christ, he saith, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. By the way, in parentheses, let me just notice. Listen, don't tell me that Jesus Christ is not in the Old Testament. He himself said, in the volume of the book, it is written unto me. It is written of me. From Genesis to Malachi, it speaks of Jesus Christ, if not by name, but by, use the word symbol, or points to him. Even the book of Ruth. He's our kinsman redeemer. There's so much here. But anyway, it speaks of me. To do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offerings, an offering and burnt offerings, an offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure in them. Oh, which are an offering by the law. They were commanded to do this by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I can't wait to get this part. We got 10 minutes. He, O God, he taketh away the first, and that he may establish the second, by the which will, he's speaking of God's will, by the which will, God's will, we are sanctified through the offerings of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. These verses that we just read came from the pen of David, Psalm 40. Verses 6 through 8. You don't read there. I'll read these verses for you. Here's what Psalmist David, it was prophetic, looking toward Jesus Christ. This is a prophetic psalm. Verse number 6. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written, I delight to do thy will, oh my. These verses were taken from Psalm 40, verse 6 through 8, which gave a prophetic foundation for Jesus, the perfect sacrifice under the new covenant. It was God that provided the sacrifice, not man. In the old covenant, man had to provide the sacrifice. Remember, they would bring the lamb. In the new covenant, God brought the lamb. God did that for us. More animal sacrifices made under the law would not please God. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, God expressed his desire for obedience rather than sacrifice. If time gets away, I will have so much here. Remember in 1 Samuel 15, I had some verses to read. There's so many verses in the Old Testament where God told his people, I'd rather have your obedience than sacrifice.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.